Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for another podcast. So today, we talk a little bit about candy as a reward.
Amen, sister.
Amen. Yes, because this has actually been a big topic in our house this week, because our little ones continue to get candy at school as a reward. You know, like we're trying to detox them and get them off the candy because it was a very candiferous
holiday season.
Yeah,
and we let them, you know, in the holidays, we let them overindulge,
yeah,
just like we do.
Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely.
And unfortunately, you know, our willpower is a little bit stronger than theirs when it comes to stopping the sugar process. So, you know, it's fine. Like, we can get the stuff out of our house, but we can't control how much continues to be given to them.
They're getting secret stashes from other places. We're like, where'd you get that candy from?
From
school.
Teacher.
From my teacher.
Yeah. I'm like, your teacher? Why is your teacher giving you candy? No, but it happens, right? Like, we all get, we all think of sugar as a reward.
Well, I used to get a lollipop at the dentist's office if I was good.
Like, doesn't that sound ridiculous?
It does.
Yeah. We even at the bank, when I roll up with the kids at the bank, like through the drive-thru, they always see the kids and they're like, would you like lollipops? I'm like, no, we're good. Thank you.
They also have those orange slices at the bank. I've seen them there.
Orange slices?
Yeah, orange slices. You know the orange slice candies?
Oh, I never saw those.
What old fashioned.
What bank are you going to?
I don't really go into the bank that often. But
when
I
was the last time you were at the bank? 10
years 1965.
ago.
1965. anyways.
Yeah. No, so you know, we tend to think of sugar as a treat.
Yes.
Right? And so it tends to be a reward.
Yes.
And so we, you know, just wanted to talk a little bit about what that means and
how
we love to reward ourselves with poison.
You know, in our book, we talk about sugar and about it being the other white drug.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you haven't... if you haven't had a chance to read our book, we do have a book that we wrote.
It's on our website.
It's on our website.
It's called
Digest This Now. That's right. And we have a section that's dedicated to talking about sugar and that it's the other drug because it is so addictive. It's such an addictive thing and it's in everything.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we start our kids on it from the time they're babies. You know, I mean, you see these kids drinking soda pop and...
Well, baby formula.
Baby formula, which is packed with sugar.
Yeah.
So,
and then we wonder why they want lollipops when they're 2 years old.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So sugar, you know, sugar, though we call it a treat, it really is a poison. Mm-hmm. And it's an addictive poison. Okay, now that I've said that, I do love sweets. You know, I do love sweets.
Well, most people either have like either sugary things or salty things.
Right.
We tend to crave one or the other.
That's right.
Or
and
both.
Some people crave both. And so I, you know, for me, it is a treat. I mean, I consider it a treat. One of the challenges I gave the kids this week that I've been doing, you know, over the year, well, I didn't do it over the holidays, but over the past year in 2017, I started basically restricting myself from eating sugars during the weekdays. Mm-hmm. So Monday through Friday.
Monday through Wednesday. Your week is amazingly changed all of a sudden.
Monday through Tuesday are my weekdays. I have no sugar. And then the rest of the days, I treat myself.
That was a Freudian slip.
That's
there.
Right. So that's exactly what I would love. Monday through Friday. That's right. So I challenged the girls, our twins, this week because they're the ones that continue to get this candy at school. And, you know, I mean, they're little.
Yeah.
It's hard to resist. That's right. You know, their friends are eating candy and they're being given this candy as a reward.
Right.
And so...
but naturally, mommy, I did this and I deserve this candy.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So it's been a little bit of a little struggle trying to work through that, because we don't want to, I mean, we want to give them the accolades they deserve for what they did, but we're trying to like make them understand that the candy, I mean, every single day. So basically Monday through Friday without sugar, and then on the weekend, treat ourselves with, you know, some sugar. So in the form of whatever, you know, cookies,
like they're going to a birthday party this weekend.
Right.
And they want to have cake, you know, and I'm like, yes, absolutely. But let's work on this week, Monday through Friday, trying not to have any sugar so that you can enjoy sugar this weekend. Right. And so they're doing good. You know, they said that once they put their mind to it, you know, and they knew why they were doing it, you know, that they were able to resist it, you know, like. Casey got in the car today and said that, you know, her teacher wanted to give her candy and she said, no, thank you.
Yeah,
and
that's huge. That's huge.
And I said, that feel. And she goes, that felt really good.
Yeah, that's, mommy, see, that's
to tell
awesome.
Her I didn't
yeah.
want it, you know, and I was like, that's good.
It's really awesome. I mean, that's a huge thing for an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
You know, so.
The thing, like, even at their age, we have to teach them to be responsible for what they're putting
in
their mouth.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I mean, it's got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, because if you don't start training them, I mean, I've had some people say, well, they're young, you know, well, when they're older. But you know what? If you don't start when they're young, when they're older, why are they going to do it? Mm-hmm. I mean, if all these years up until they're older, they've been eating the processed and the sugary foods and not taking care of themselves and not being
wise,
purposeful
to it.
And intentional about what they're eating. Why should they do it when they're older?
Right. They won't think about it when they're older. It's too late at that point. Yeah. And it just becomes automatic after a while.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, and it doesn't mean, I mean, look, our practice is all adults. So we have plenty of adult patients who have been able to turn to make changes, but it's harder because these habits, these eating habits are like ingrained.
That's right.
You know, it's like our blueprint. And for a lot of us, well, for most people, you know, eating is very emotional too.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a couple of consults this week, and one of them in particular was an older woman. And, you know, my consults are very much the same with everyone, you know, in terms of the types of foods they should be eating and the types of foods they should be staying away from. But we got to the topic of sugar, because that's one of the big things we talk about. And based on her symptoms and the issue she was having, I told her that sugar is playing a key role in her ill health.
Right.
And she was devastated. Like, no one had ever told her this. Okay. Hmm. And she was really struggling during the consult because she's like, I don't know how I'm going to do that. I don't know how I'm not going to be able to eat sugar. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, look, don't think of it like that. You know, think of it like, how can I eat a little bit less every day? Mm-hmm. Right. And so, again, we try to teach everyone, you know, to slowly stop. Don't just, you know, all
baby
of a sudden
steps.
Tomorrow try to not eat sugar at all, because you'll go crazy, especially if you're eating a lot of sugar during the day.
Yeah.
So you can't do that. You know, I told her, I was like, there's studies that show that sugar is more addictive than cocaine, you know? And she's like, well, I'm not going to try cocaine anytime soon. I'm like, you're missing my point. Like, like, I get it. Sugar is hard to come off of, right? So don't kill yourself and try to do it overnight. But if she, you know, she's eating like sugar 3 or 4 times a day.
Mm.
I told her, if you can go down to 1 or 2 times a day, that would be very helpful for your body, you know? And if you could do that for a few months, and then you feel like you can go down to just 1 a day, and then maybe 1 every other day, right? And then you slowly do that until you don't need it anymore.
That's right. Right. That's right. You know, I just want to talk a little bit about sugar and what does it do to our bodies. Okay, I mean, that in itself is probably several podcasts to cover that, but I'll just hit on a couple, 2 or 3. You know, for example, fatty liver. You know, everyone's big focus is on eating a low-fat diet if they have a fatty liver, when one of the biggest issues that contributes to fatty liver is the intake of sugar. You know, high fructose corn syrup that's almost in everything. Mm-hmm. Everything. I mean, look at your labels, look at the ingredients. It's almost on everything, you know, in everything that you could find in the supermarket, you know, canned food, bagged foods, box foods, whatever, you know, processed food. It's almost in everything. But all those sugars, okay, that creep into our diet that you're not even aware.
Like you're eating crackers and you're getting sugar.
And you're getting that sugar. That high corn fructose syrup deposits, I mean, it's, you know, it all that sugar eventually gets converted into fat and gets deposited in your liver. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's one of the areas. You know, sugar and the pancreas. Mm-hmm. All right. When you overtax the pancreas, I mean, that's where insulin is made. Insulin goes out into the bloodstream to keep, you know, to get sugar or glucose into the cells. But when you overtax the pancreas, eventually, you know, you develop diabetes. Okay. And diabetes is so rampant. I mean, mm-hmm. every other person that comes into our office has diabetes.
Wow.
They have diabetes. And so, you know, that's a huge thing, you know, diabetes, high blood sugar, people eating all this processed food that has sugar in it that they're not even aware is in it.
Right.
I mean, the list goes on. I mean, sugar, you know, even in our skin, I mean, you know, the way sugar affects everything, your eyes, every single part of your body gets affected by sugar. And it is not a good thing. It's not doing anything good in your body.
Right.
So,
I know we've mentioned Sugar Blues, the book,
yes,
in the past,
yes.
But I'm just going to throw it in here again because, you know, we're talking about sugar. But that was one of the very first books you and I read on sugar, and it really opened my eyes up to, it spends a lot of time talking about the history of sugar,
mm-hmm.
which to me was very interesting in terms of how it all came to be, how it got to where it is today, and then what damage it does to the body. And to me, after reading Sugar Blues, I didn't want to have sugar ever again. I mean, we do, obviously, but
sure.
It definitely makes you think differently about sugar.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. I mean, you know, do some reading on sugar, okay, and how it affects the body, because you'll really be shocked at some of the things. I mean, you'll be like, wow.
Like cancer loves sugar.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. I mean, I think we've talked about this on other podcasts about there's a clinic in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I think we mentioned this, but I'm going to mention it again. So I had a patient who came to see me and was telling me about her brother-in-law who had prostate cancer. And basically, they did everything they could here in the United States to treat him. And they basically told him, you know what, there's nothing more we can do. So they found this clinic in Mexico, which is where they offer like more of a holistic approach. And he went to this clinic, and what they would do was they also had, it was a holistic approach, but they also did some chemo.
Mm-hmm.
But what they would do was to first give the patients an infusion of sugar water.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would like make the cancer cells like just like it would like
hungry.
Activate them. It'd
yeah.
make them hungry.
Yeah.
Okay, it'd make those cancer cells hungry, and then they'd give them the chemotherapy, and zap, you know, try mm-hmm. to zap those cancer cells mm-hmm. which were like out
active.
There trying to suck up the sugar.
Interesting. Yeah.
So they're, you know, it's definitely. It's definitely something to ponder,
mm-hmm.
you know, that cancer does love sugar. Cancer loves sugar. And so, you know, here we are feeding our bodies sugar and treating our body to sugar. Okay. So, but we're not here to like totally bash this because, you know, like we treat ourselves too.
Sure.
I mean, the weekend is almost here. And I've been good all this week, Monday through Wednesday. Monday through Friday. So, anyways, we just wanted to talk about sugar as a reward and
you know, we think of other things as a reward, you know, like doing something fun and active, maybe going to see a movie or, you know, I mean, just something else,
I'm
right?
For that.
To treat yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Aside from, you know, eating or drinking sugar.
Go get your nails done.
Get your nails done. Yeah. Go for a massage. Get a facial. You know, go for a jog. I don't know. I know we just did a podcast that talked about all the different healthy things
you
could do.
But, yeah, we did talk about that.
You know, there's so many other things, and I so want to go to the kids' school, and I just want to say, can you guys come up with something else to give aside from Jolly Ranchers every time the kids take a test? You know? I don't know. There's got to be something else. Stickers or pencils or something. I don't know. I'll pay for them. goodness sake.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.